The Texas House is meeting for a special session today without the Democrats. House Democrats have left the state. It's their latest move to prevent the Republican-led legislature from passing new voting restrictions in a special session called by Republican Governor Greg Abbott. And we're joined now by Democratic Texas Representative Toni Rose from Dallas. She's in Washington, D.C. with at least 50 other Texas Democrats. Representative Rose, welcome. And I understand you're in the Rayburn office building by the U.S. Capitol.
Yes, I am.
So why did you and your fellow Democrats decide to leave the state last night?
Well, Don, we really didn't have a choice. After seeing the hearing that went on for about 24 hours and over 300 witnesses came and many of them testified against the bill. And once the bill was voted out, they did not accept any of the amendments from my Democratic colleagues. And so we felt that we had to protect the freedom to vote. And so we took a chance, hoping that coming to Washington, we could show the urgency of them needing to pass John Lewis Voting Rights Act and H.R. 1.
I'd like your description of the voting restrictions Republican lawmakers in Texas want to pass and why you object to them.
They would restrict voting. This past election cycle in Harris County, they were creative and very innovative during COVID and allowed voting locations to be open for 24 hours. And they saw that it was a large number of minorities who utilized that. And so you would think that you would want to encourage more voting, but instead they want to make those restrictions and ban 24-hour voting in Texas.
And I understand there would be more power to partisan poll watchers keeping an eye on polling sites around the state.
Yes. A person could be voting and poll watchers can come over and watch them vote. And we know that intimidation would come with that.
And what about criminal penalties for people who maybe make a mistake, vote in the wrong place, vote if they're not properly registered?
All of those things are in the bill as well. They would increase penalties for making a simple mistake. If you decide to take voters to a voting location, you have to now sign an affidavit stating that you took these individuals to a polling location. So it's just so many things that are horrific in this bill that would just cause suppression.
I'm going to play a piece of tape here from Republican Texas Representative Beth Van Dyne. She was on Fox News this morning. We'll play it, then I'd like you to react.
To not do your job, to just take
off
and go hide, you know, behind Biden or Vice President Harris up in D.C., it's a dereliction of their duty. It's completely ignoring their responsibilities and their promise and commitment to their voters and their constituents, quite honestly.
Actually, we're really going above and beyond the duty of for what our constituents elected us to do. My constituents have reached out to me to ask me to take any measure necessary to stop this horrific bill. It's our duty to protect our constituents, and that's what we're doing by saying no to HB 3.
Is there any way Democrats might have been able to stay to negotiate changes to this bill, to come to some sort of compromise with Republicans?
We've tried to negotiate to no avail, and so we felt, again, this was the best solution to really try to press upon Congress to pass, you know, the John Lewis Voting Rights Act and H.R. 1 so that they could protect all of the United States, all of the states, because it's not just in Texas.
To bring a halt to this legislation, you had to leave the state, but you chose to come to Washington. What's your agenda while in D.C.?
Well, as we speak, members are meeting with senators. I believe we have a group of people who are going to meet with Senator Schumer as well. You know, we had a group that came in, a delegation that came a couple of weeks ago. And so we just brought more reinforcement to express the urgency of the need to pass the act.
I know you support the For the People Act, but Senate Democrats don't have the votes to pass that right now. What do you realistically hope will happen with that and the John Lewis Voting Rights Act?
Again, I believe when my colleagues came a couple of weeks ago, they moved the needle. And we're just trying to continue to push it a little bit further. A lot of things have changed in the past couple of weeks. There was a person in Texas who was arrested for voting, didn't even realize he wasn't eligible to vote. He had been released from prison and had served his time. And wasn't eligible to vote due to being on parole and was arrested. It's just the horrific things that they're doing to block people from voting has to be stopped, and it needs to be done on a federal level because, as I stated, it doesn't just impact Texas. It impacts other states as well.
Say you're successful this time in blocking it. There'll be another legislative session. Is this just the way it's going to be?
Each special session brings on different challenges, and we'll deal with that challenge at that time. But right now, we're trying to get Congress to act today or soon.
Toni Rose is a Democrat from the Texas House of Representatives. Thank you for speaking with us, Representative.
Thank you so much.